Welcome to Acorn to Oak with Penny Quayle Pierce and co-host Matthew Donaghy. Within each acorn, there is the DNA that strives to be a mighty oak tree. All it needs to reach its potential for greatness is to be activated. You are the acorn. On this show, we will share with you the tools and guidance you need to grow into the person you are meant to be. And now your host, Penny Quayle Pierce and co-host Matthew Donaghy.
Hi, good evening. So the first thing I need to say is Matthew's not with us this evening, but I have a great friend and he's going to be the co-host this evening, and her name is Jill Pay. And she's a fellow wild woman, aka all things art and creative. And we'll be talking about and discussing divine feminine energy and how this energy leads to amazing creativity, alignment with self through self-expression and expansion. I've known Jill for 30-odd years, and she'll laugh at that because we keep on upping the amount of years I've known her. And she personifies, you know, goddess energy, which literally pours out of every pore of her body and makes her a delight to be with. And I hope you find it so. So basically, we're looking at nurturing the soul with drafts of high vibrational divine feminine energy, which hopefully will delight and nourish you. And, you know, again, it's about us exploring, guiding, giving advice on how to proceed during this time in history with grace, humor, kindness, unconditional love, and pure divine feminine energy. So welcome to the show. I'm going to hand over to Jill so she can introduce herself slightly better than I have, and we'll take it from there. So, Jill, would you like to say hello to the listeners?
Hi, everybody. It's really great to be here with Penny, and I hope everybody's well out there. It's strange times, as we know, and we're here, as Penny very much said, to really look at the role that divine feminine energy plays in all of this, and, you know, and how we can tap into that at this time.
Yeah, I think it's really important to, you know, we know that the divine or universal energy, you know, mother, father, God, and, you know, obviously yin and yang, you know, very much about balancing those two energies together. But it's also really important to realize it is mother, father, God. It is not just a masculine entity, because if we didn't have the balance, then we wouldn't have the creation and the birth. And it's just really important to realize that. But obviously we will be focusing this evening on divine feminine energy or mother God. And, you know, again, it's very much I know the hilarity and humor and right-sided feminine energy that, you know, we always say that, you know, I look at it when the universe is playing tricks on me, or I feel like the universe is playing tricks on me. And, you know, it's Divine Mother. She's having a laugh. And it's, you know, she just gently encouraging us to expand beyond our small self and engage with our higher selves and that goddess energy. Which basically says, you know, little one, you know, you're misbehaving. I'm just gently, encouraging you to take a different route. And sometimes that can feel quite like a mother. You know, it is mother energy, and it is that, come on, little one, you know, time to grow up, or come on, little one, time to explore different avenues and come up with creative ways of moving forward. But I must admit, sometimes I do look at it and just go, really? Did I need to be chastised like that? So, you know, it is, you know, and the, you know, divine feminine energy is very much about taking yourself lightly, but realizing that if we go within and we engage with that energy, the creative energy that comes with it is quite surprising, and we surprise ourselves. So I just wanted to invite Jill, because basically she is AKA All Things Arts and Creative, to talk a little bit about that energy and how she sees it.
Yes, thanks, Penny. I mean, literally, you were taking some words out of my mouth there. Of course, we're singing from the same hymn sheet here. So not surprisingly, Divine Mother very much features in this. And for me, I think it's really the divine feminine is a big pool. It's a big pool of creative, organic energy that you can tap into. And it's boundless. It's deep and it's boundless. And actually, once you go, I'm going to dive in there, you just never know what's going to come out. But it's usually something really great. And you'd never know what it's going to look like. But it doesn't matter. You just go with it, and it just is so joyful, because once you allow that to flow and you don't put those boundaries on, you don't get your head in the way going, oh, it shouldn't look like this or it shouldn't be like that, then you actually let go of that, and then the real creativity can start. And yes, it might be art, yes, it might be all sorts of things, but it's actually about your life. It's about what you make of your life using that energy. So for me, it's the ultimate energy of life, really.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, you know, creativity bubbles from our subconscious. You know, it could be while we're asleep or as we just open ourselves up to the collective subconscious. You know, darkness can be associated with the feminine because of the mysterious qualities that it has. But in that darkness, like anything else, if you can imagine a black velvet, there's softness, and you know, you can see the stars that come through. And so there's points of light within it. This is what I'm trying to say. And it is the mysteriousness of that divine feminine energy. You know, very much a woman is a mysterious being. And she has, you know, she has darkness within her. But it leads to amazing creativity and alignment, as I said, true self-expression and expansion into those mysterious, mystical qualities. And, you know, when you're a health practitioner or an entrepreneur, an artist, a scientist, a builder, a farmer, in fact, everybody and anybody, you know, you're creating from that well of feminine energy or right-sided brain. And that is the Great Mother or the Divine Mother. And, you know, no matter what gender or sexual preferences you have, the feminine resides within all of us. And, you know, again, for me, it is that prevailing force of creative energy within the universe. And, you know, it's a vessel where magic happens. Creativity and imagination reside. And, you know, but in that chalice where there is also divine masculine energy, and he gathers the spark of feminine energy and brings creative energy into so it manifests into form. And, you know, together the divine vessel then and the divine masculine spark come together and create the world into being and manifests into the physical world. So it's really exciting stuff when you see the two, the yin and the yang, working together. And it's you know, it's a delight to watch. I mean, I have been very honored to run a weekend retreat, basically called Inner Balance, which is about balancing the yin and the yang. But we're not talking about that tonight. We're talking about the divine feminine tonight. So, you know, it's looking at, okay, so how can you look at capturing the messages that come from your soul? And a lot of people do this with dream journaling, and they obviously make sure that they wake up and write down about their dreams when they first wake. And you know, the tip there is, you know, just to have a journal by your bed with a pen, so as soon as you wake up, you can write it down. You know, even if it's at 2 o'clock in the morning, you know, that's when you usually get divine inspiration. And, you know, it's a golden time of receiving soul messages, and not allow your mind to trick you by telling you that you'll remember it in the morning, because that won't happen. You need to capture it as it happens. So, you know, again, you guys know me, you know, if you're a 30-foot tree that's not rooted, it will topple over. So, you know, and this is what happens to many people in their lives when they're rootless and groundless. You know, they're following all sorts of mental projections of thoughts that don't really belong to them, thoughts the, you know, learned by parents, friends, schools, work, you know, the culture. And these thoughts are often not very creative in nature. They are impressions and perceptions handed to you rather than generated from your own soul, your own inner world. So in really rooting in the feminine, it's really important to realize that you can gain your own inner genius. You can create your own inner world. And exploring the feminine, you know, the divine feminine, is really, really important. And we need to remember that primordial energy of the earth is like a circulating battery. You know, it gives us opportunities to ground our energy within the divine nature, recharging the earth, and allows us health and wellness. You know, it provides a simple connection necessary for all human beings to open up and to flow with the divine energy, which is nourishing our creativity. So, you know, again, a tip there just is meditation with the earth helps us ground, such as walking in the forest, the park, as we Jill and I were talking about before we started the show, you know, with trees, you know, going and standing near a tree, rooting with it, you know, again, standing with a tree, you know, a tree has arms stretched out. You know, so stretching out your arms like branches, feeling the energy of a tree. Yeah? You and the tree are one, roots and all. You know, you're touching, you know, you're grounded in the earth, but you're touching the sky. And it's, you know, that's very, very elemental to feminine energy. That's the dark, mysterious side, is when we really ground with those roots, and those roots are going out in every direction to gain nourishment, to then obviously support the whole tree's growth. And you know, in the spring we see this as the trees start to grow their leaves and they've got buds, and you know, this is divine feminine energy just beginning to shake the skirt, but the skirt is, you know, in the branches rather than in the roots. And magical green, beautiful green leaves coming, depending on what species the tree is. And again, just handing over to Jill so that she can, you know, otherwise I'll talk for the whole show.
Yeah, thanks. I mean, absolutely. And again, just as you were beginning to talk about the trees and the roots, I was thinking also about how you know, we refer to our planet as Mother Earth, and Mother Earth is that nurturing place. So it's where we get nourishment for all our plants. All of us are nourished by Mother Earth. And I was thinking about the analogy of when you plant a seed, and a seed, whatever the seed is. So we are called acorn to oak. So the acorn is the seed of the oak, and the acorn knows that it will always become an oak. And the seed that you plant has that DNA. And so you plant whatever seed you plant, it's like you put an intention and it's in its DNA. So when you have a thought which really resonates with you, that's like a seed, and you can plant that seed. And that seed that has its own DNA, and it will grow if you allow it to be nurtured rather than discarding it. I think it's really worth thinking about how we're nourished, and we're nourished by the earth, and yes, of course, we're nourished by the universe, by the divine energy, but it's that connection that's so important. And I think trees are a fantastic analogy for that, because they are the lungs of the earth. So they have the roots, but they also are our lungs, and they also have that connection. Some of the highest trees are so magnificently high, and that's because they're reaching up to the heights, but they all started as a tiny little seed.
It is, yeah, it's just amazing when you look at the symbology of it all. And here comes the music, so we're just about to go for a break, and we'll pick this up after the break. Okay, so we'll see you soon.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
I'm Kathy Williams, host of Sexy Mom Abundant Life radio show on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. On the show, we explore living abundantly in every area of your life. Ways to let go of limiting patterns and beliefs and to step into the flow of creativity and possibility, knowing you are supported by the universe.
We are talking about your life. Ever wonder, is this as good as it gets? No, it could be so much better. At Acorn to Oak, we know you are seeking more happiness, joy, unconditional love, financial freedom, passion, and purpose. Find your unique mojo and live an extraordinary life. Want to know more? Contact us at our website, acorntooak.org.uk.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your health care provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hi, so we're back, and I just wanted to start off with the next section, just reading a very short poem, and it's Talk to the Moon. The night wind whispers her instructions. Talk to the moon, flow with her, to her, get to know her, align yourself with her rhythms. And you know, the moon is very, very feminine. although I'm sure astronauts will totally disagree with me. But it's a very, very feminine energy, the moon. And it's, you know, very much the flowing and, you know, very much the connection with the tides, which, of course, is water, which, is, of course, is very much about emotional intelligence. And, you know, get to know her. I get to know the rhythm of the moon, but also get to know the rhythm of the Divine Mother and the Divine Feminine. You know, align yourself with her rhythms. Align herself with her beauty. And, you know, whatever we look like, it doesn't matter what we look like or whether we're a size, you know, 6 or a size 24. Womanhood is something that is sacred. And it's allowing ourselves to actually get in touch with that and know how amazing we all are with our different shapes, our different colours, our different hairdos. You know, in lockdown, hairdos are definitely a different thing. Mine is getting wilder as the time goes on. And it's really important to celebrate the womanhood and the mysteries and the wonderful real opportunities for women to come together, whether we're in lockdown or not, and, you know, in dance and ceremony and song and painting and storytelling, it's so important for women to hold the space for women. And I'm not excluding men here. I'm just acknowledging that, you know, when men are not present, women can relax into who they truly are. But it's helping her in the new world. It's encouraging women to relax into who they truly are, whether those males present or not. And it's then that we can draw on our inner resources, which will carry us forward to achieve our dreams and our aspirations, our goals. And, you know, it's where we spread our wings and fly and soar. And that, you know, is what I would like to encourage everybody to do. You know, it is an amazing thing. And when you actually truly, instead of buying into the fact that actually, you know, all women are cursed, it happens every month, and, you know, we bleed, and it's, you know, it's a dreadful thing, and we have pain and bloating, and focusing on those, the negative aspects of being a woman, and actually realizing that this is our glory. So again, handing over to Jill so she can have her say.
Yes, I mean, I just really I'm enjoying hearing what you're saying, Penny, about rhythms. And actually, I think for many years I did fight against those natural rhythms, and actually resisting, as we always say, what you resist persists. And so therefore, if you resist the rhythm, so if you are having you know, a peak or a trough, you know, if you are having that, those times when your hormones are going completely crazy and you're thinking, what the hell's going on, just kind of go, ah, I need to take care of myself right now because I'm in one of those phases of the cycle. And, you know, a bit of self-care, a bit of self-love, because as much as we're encouraging us, you know, there's a lot of, through this time of COVID and coronavirus, there's been a lot of outpouring of really, really great compassion and empathy, and there's a lot of heart going on. But that also works for us ourselves. And as much as we're giving out that encouragement, that support, that love, that unconditional love, it's also to remember to bring it in for yourself as well, especially when you're having a more difficult day or a more difficult time. You know, it's really important to remember that. Often as mothers or, you know, as women generally, and often women are drawn to the caring professions, you know, every week we're applauding the caring professions who are really working. But a lot of them are women, and they're giving and giving and giving. But actually, sometimes you need to stop and take some of that back and drink it back. And as Penny said, take a big, strong draft of that energy for yourself. And you really need that to keep going. So it's very important to acknowledge those rhythms and actually when you need to rest as well.
Very, very, very much so. It was interesting yesterday in the UK. It was a beautiful day. So we headed down now with the slight relaxing around the lockdown. We're allowed to be on the beach for a couple of hours rather than just going out for physical walk and you have to keep on walking. You're actually allowed to sit down on the beach and have a cup of coffee and chill
and relax.
So it was really quite interesting. I was the beach of Bude is beautiful. It's got a small river that going down one side of the beach, so it's got the fresh water, and it's got the, you know, you go down when the tide is out, and the tide in England is quite dramatic. It goes out for miles. So you've got a huge expanse where you can play and make sandcastles and do all sorts of stuff. But it was interesting, socially distancing, there was a family of four, you know, this lady had four children. And I'm sitting there and just watching. The youngest, I think, was probably about 2.5, so nearly Hector's age, but not quite. And the oldest was about 14. And we were having a conversation, you know, not yelling at each other, but, you know, obviously talking quite loudly to keep the social distancing. And she was telling me, you know, obviously self, you know, tutoring at home, self-schooling, all of these things. Mm. And, you know, obviously I was a person that she felt she could talk to. And I was just saying, you know, one of the things you have to say to yourself right here, right now, is well done. Well done for picking up this other role of being suddenly you've got to teach your children. Suddenly, you know, and her saying, you know, she lived in a 3-bedroom place. There's, you know, two of each, you know, the youngest children share a bedroom, the oldest two share a bedroom. And she was saying that the tutor basically says, well, put them in a room each. And she went, well, my house is not big enough. And then she was saying, well, then you can go to each of them on their own. And I suggest that the youngest two will trash the room before you actually manage to get back in there. And, you know, again, it was this trying to help her explore different ways of doing things. And we did, and we had a lovely conversation. And, you know, one of the things at my house is, you know, there's my husband, there's my son, there is a dog, which is male. And suddenly I have lots of male energy around me. And it was for me, it was a wonderful pleasure just to sit on the beach and actually talk to another female. Mm. And, you know, you could feel, you know, she said to me before she left, she said, if I could, I'd come up and give you a hug. And I said, yes, well, you know, don't do that. We don't want to break government rules here. But there was a huge empathy between us that she has got her children. She's got her husband at home. But, you know, it's the lack of feminine companionship and empathy that we've all been suffering from over, you know, lockdown. And it's really good to re-engage with that. And, you know, through your friends and your female family members, is just bring that support in, you know, bring it in so that you do feel supported in your femininity. You do feel, you know, women speak one language, men speak another. And it's learning that, you know, you don't expect the fellowship that you have with other women to have in your marriage. or your partnership or whatever it is, if that partner is a male, then we just don't speak the same language. We learn over time, and you know, if your marriage has been long, you learn to be an expert at it, and you learn to, you know, empathize with your partner. But it's not quite the same, is it? It's not quite the same. And I know, you know, one of the things that we do on a Monday evening is to have a community call. And maybe I shouldn't say this, but hell, I'm going to anyway. It's really nice when the guys don't turn up and it's all women on the community call, because it's like you can take your shoes off, you put down your handbag, you get out a cup of coffee or a glass of wine if you drink, and you just chat about things that men would just look at you and say, oh, well, you know, what's the problem? We'll find a solution. And, you know, women are not necessarily solution driven. They just need to talk it through so that they can find the solution within themselves. If something is constantly given to you, then you don't actually bother about finding a solution. Whereas if you allow yourself, and this is very womanish, being able to talk it through, you know, with friends, and being able to talk it through with a female mentor or a female guide, helps you get that expansion so that you find the creativity within yourself in order to find your, you know, getting your own inner genius involved, and suddenly there's no problem. Suddenly you found out what it is. And, you know, Jill was talking about, you know, within each acorn is the DNA that strives to become a mighty oak tree. And, you know, all it needs to reach that potential for greatness is to be activated by planting it in the right environment and give it the right nourishment that it needs. And suddenly you've got this magnificent entity, which is a mighty oak tree. And, you know, we are all the acorn. You know, and that's the most important thing to remember. And obviously, acorn to oak, you know, we're very into this, you know. But we believe the incredible results and quality of life that every woman seeks is already in you at this moment. And it is just allowing the right environment, i.e. getting in touch with our own inner feminine, and the guidance and support, and you will grow into what you dream about being. Yeah? You will have the life that you dream of. But it's when we divorce ourselves from different aspects of ourselves, because we think, you know, it depends what environment we were brought into. You know, I know that the conversation I had with my mother about being a woman probably took 0.5 seconds. She didn't want to talk about how our bodies were different. She didn't want to talk about, you know, what being a woman meant. And yes, you would go through menses, and yes, you would, oh, heaven's sake, you're going to puberty and you get breasts and, you know, this sort of thing. She wasn't that type of mother. She wasn't, you know, she was very scientific, my mum. So she was very scientific and very, very left-brained, whereas I was incredibly right-brained. And it's just a different way of being. And I, you know, I can look at it, and obviously I've done a lot of healing around it in the past, and I can laugh hysterically about it now and just appreciate what she did give me, which was, you know, very much the science. And obviously I went into science myself in my early working career. And it was just, for me, the whole process of when I went, you know, when I left nursing and I went in and started training as a homeopath, you know, the struggle I had with myself at the beginning to even begin to take on board this totally new philosophy and way of being. And it was a huge time of expansion for me. And, you know, I didn't do it until I was in my 30s. You know, and it was where I first met Jill back in 19...
La, 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 la.
Oh, la, la.
Yeah, a long time ago, 30 years ago now. So
Last century.
Yeah. And you know, you do look at it and you just go, how amazing that is for a woman to be able to recreate herself. And I think that's the amazing thing about divine feminine, is constantly reinventing self. You know, what part of my life am I in right here, right now, you know? And what, again, one of the courses, retreats we run is something called Wild Women. And, you know, Wild Women is very much about birthing the new you and going through all of the different phases of life. So from birth to puberty to, you know, young woman to, you know, the fertile years to, you know, being a mother, going right the way through to menopause and then from menopause into crone energy. And people think crone energy is, or, you know, it's that wicked old witch. And you actually look at it and go, no, it's the wise woman. This is where, you know, again, it is that what we think is mysterious, dark energy, but it's also the holder of wisdom and the amazing creativity that goes on in those years. And the fact that women can then hand back wisdom to other women, younger women, and help teach them and mentor them. And I know very much, you know, people look at me because I had, you know, had Hector in my 50s. And people, you know, it's amazing how many women come to me and say, well, what's your insight on this? And I look at them and go, you know, thank heavens I trained as a sick children's nurse, because otherwise I wouldn't have a clue. It's like, oh, you know, suddenly. But it's also, you know, the grandmother energy, which when I look at that, I look at our, you know, the British Queen at the moment, who's doing a tremendous job in grandmother energy. I mean, she just, it's so wonderful to see her like that, where she is so caring and so with us all. And again, I'm ranting, so I'm going to hand back to Jill to let her have a chat.
Well, picking up on that, I think it's really, we're going to a break. Later.
Later. I promise that you'll have a chance to chat later, Jill.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
We are talking about your life. Ever wonder, is this as good as it gets? No, it could be so much better. At Acorn to Oak, we know you are seeking more happiness, joy, unconditional love, financial freedom, passion, and purpose. Find your unique mojo and live an extraordinary life. Want to know more? Contact us at our website, acorntooak.org.uk.
Long ago, you wouldn't think of galloping on a horse while doing calligraphy, and you wouldn't have attempted to ride your bike while typing a letter. Yet you think you can safely operate a multi-ton vehicle while texting? Behind the wheel is no place to multitask. If you want to BRB, drive now and text later. Lives depend on it.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
So we're back. So I've said, you know, hopefully Jill's gagging to get talking now.
And I've got a list. Women love a list, don't they? mainly I love a list because I can tick things and then I feel like I've done something.
Well, I'll let you loose with your list.
Oh, well, you know, there's a whole thing about, you know, if I create a list, then I can tick things off, whether I need to or not. So, yeah. Anyway, getting back, I was just reflecting a bit on what Penny was saying about the Wild Women. And it's a fantastic course and we have such a lot of fun on it. But the pit I was focusing on was thinking about how all through the stages of life, and it's a bit like the analogy with the acorn and the oak, but actually that we, I'm an older woman now, I'm 65, and so I suppose I'm heading towards crone, or if I'm there already, I'm not sure. But I still also, I still am very aware that I still have a very young Jill, and she comes and plays, and I love that. And I think if you've got those healthy parts of you that, and they are still there all throughout your, you know, all throughout your life, you carry all those stages of your life and you can tap in. And, you know, people talk about the inner child with a bit of a loose lip. But actually, if we can still engage with those younger parts of self, it keeps you fresh, it keeps you alive and keeps that joy. And I was thinking, as we used to use a lovely space called Gaunt's House, and there's a swing there, it's a lovely, lovely swing, actually in an oak tree. And that was one of the biggest joys of being there, was swinging on that swing. And as a child, I loved the swings. So it's thinking about how you can tap into some of your, maybe your childhood memories where you had really happy things going on, and maybe just revisit some of those sometimes. It just helps you really get that joy, that lightness, that, you know, that sort of innocence back as well, because I think we lose innocence to a certain extent as well with everything that life throws at us. So
I think sometimes we get too busy, or we think we should be seen in a certain way.
Yes, that's right.
And I also remember a place where we did a Wild Women retreat, and I think there was five or six of you all got down on the floor because there was a little rolling, a little bit of a dip in the grass, and you all rolled down the hill. And the laughter and the sweetness. And it was just amazing to see every single woman who did that. And, you know, there were young women there, there were middle-aged women there, and there were some older ladies there too. Mm. And it was just a case of, it was wonderful to see everybody just do it. And the light in everybody's eyes when they got down to the bottom of the hill. It was just so funny.
It was great. And I remember it was that whole, when you're a child and you get a lovely experience, I'm sure Hector does this all the time, when they go again, and it was that feeling. Absolutely. You know, you do something that you really absolutely love and you just want it to keep going. You don't want it to stop. And it was that feeling. It was just great. And I think, again, it's really important. Yeah.
You know, that's divine. That's divine mother. That's, you know, divine feminine energy of, you know, and it is the, you know, the great thing is the belly laughs, laughing until it hurts.
Yeah.
You know, as and as the saying goes, and dancing like nobody is watching. He absolute, you know, getting in touch with that inner feminine, you know, greatness. It's superb, and I love, you know, it's the one of the courses that I love for being able to facilitate is the Wild Women, because it gets me in so much in touch with you know, that raw passion and absolute juiciness of who we are as women. And, you know, there's times where, you know, we were, I can remember another one of the Wild Women where we were dancing and my knee buckled halfway through, because I decided I was going to leap up in the air like some amazing ballerina. You know, this thought that I could fly, you know, and landed on the ground, my knee buckled, and I went head first into the ground. And everybody who was there, you know, there was this gasp of, and then I suddenly, you know, that was it. I was up and up and off again. You know, it was nothing. It was just a case of, my physical body is not as young as I thought it was. But, you know, you just look at it but the energy was still with me. So it was important for me to, you know, just continue on. And it actually, you know, it doesn't matter if you go arse over tit. You know, who cares? You know, as I said, dance like there's nobody watching. It doesn't matter. It's how you feel inside of you. That's the most important thing.
I totally agree.
I'm trying to get across.
I've been pushing my own boundaries during lockdown because every Sunday there's a kind of there's a portrait painting session that it's international. People can join in from all around the world, but there's a real artist and a real sitter who's a sort of celeb. And I have been painting these portraits for the last 4 weeks. And I know my portraits are not like you would imagine would hang in the National Gallery. I know that. But the joy I get from painting them, and I've been putting them online, on Instagram, on social media, and people love them. And I know they look quite cartoony. They look quite, you know, naive or however you want to describe them. I know that. But I love them and I love doing them. And it's that sense of let go of what it should look like, let go of what it could look like and just do it and not worry. It is literally the dance like no one's listening, like no one's watching. But actually what I found is people love them because they must be picking up on the joy. In fact, some people have said, this has brought me so much joy seeing this. So it's really interesting, actually, when you allow yourself to just burst through those boundaries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. I'm in a very lucky position because I get to do art, you know, with my son, which is fantastic. Yeah. So, you know, and he is a 3-year-old, so he doesn't care what his picture looks like as long as he's
absolutely
splashing around and enjoying himself. And, you know, we've been using glitter over the last couple of sessions. He's a glitter man. He definitely is a glitter man. Little bit of bling. And it's just looking at it and going, well, how wonderful is that? You know, it's, you can get out incredibly bold and vibrant colours and you just get to, you know, use freehand to draw. You don't have to, you know, for me, I don't have to, especially if I'm helping or facilitating Hector having a great time. And the other thing is also using things, you know, suddenly went, oh God, we've got some potatoes in the fridge. We could cut up the potato, because he loves cutting up as well. So cut the potatoes into a shape. It doesn't have to be anything marvellous. And we can use that to print. And it's really just allowing that creativity and not realising that you have to create anything special. It's about how you feel within yourself. And it's just, you know, for me, as Hector's mum, it's just allowing him to have some feminine right brainness as well as, you know, as well as testosterone city. So.
Yes. True. Yeah.
And, you know, it's about taking the first step in courage and with faith. And then you can activate anything within yourself. And, you know, very much, you know, activating that acorn thing we're doing, you know, oak or tree. Oh, God, my mind's gone now. Analogies is, you know, without activation, you know, that acorn will just stay an acorn. Without actually being planted. And this is very much for me about, you know, we plant into our subconscious. You know, things get planted into our subconscious. And in health, it will then grow into a magnificent mighty oak or into an amazing idea. It may be a business, it may be a calling, it may be a project, it may be all sorts of different things. And these things, you know, if you plant that seed into the subconscious, it will grow. However, you also need to clear the clutter from the subconscious so that actually you can see the growth of that acorn. And, you know, it was quite funny. I was coaching somebody a few years ago and they would just go, well, I planted the acorn, Penny, but it just doesn't seem to want to grow. And I'm saying, well, what are you doing? In other words, what is your mindset around this? And she says, well, I keep on going out and looking at it. And I went, so you're staring at it, willing it to grow. and she said, well, yeah, a little bit. And I said, you know, trees don't grow healthily if you go out and it's the size of a sapling. And shout at it, grow, grow, grow. It's more likely to stay in the ground and go, it's not safe coming out there. So you've got to be kind to yourself also, you know, when you're growing something. And it's a case of, you know, as Jill was saying, is don't criticise yourself. Mm. You know, the negative talk, when you're in the process of creation, is not helpful. It's just not helpful at all. And it's realizing that we need to nurture ourselves. We need to unconditionally love ourselves, warts and all.
Yeah.
And that's what's so amazing about, you know, divine feminine energy, is just knowing that you are divine, you are these magnificent, huge, energetic beings who are absolutely powerful beyond belief. Yet, we just forget. Mm-hmm. We forget within delusion and Maya that we are these magnificent beings. And if only we can reclaim that, it is an incredible, peaceful, tranquil state to be in. So
it's graceful, yeah
absolutely graceful. And it is the juiciness of, I think, every single woman. It is that amazing well of knowledge, that amazing ability to adapt, that amazing ability to see around corners when you're a mum.
Mm-hmm.
You can see around the corner, you can hear them, you know exactly where they are. All of those amazing qualities that we need to, you know, just allow ourselves, like this lady on the beach on Wednesday, allow ourselves to hear the praise and the awe that we all deserve as women, and realize that we need that celebration. And it is, you know, not allowing the small feminine energy, which is jealousy and, you know, oh my God, somebody looks prettier than me and all of that rubbish talk, and actually just fall in love with our own kind. And know that the women of the world are the creators of the next generation.
Mm.
It is through women that our species survives. And yes, don't get me wrong, I'm not here because I am also a huge advocate for males too. And I believe that it's important that we all come together and learn to speak the same language.
Definitely.
But it's been great to talk to you this evening.
Yeah.
I hope you've enjoyed it. So thank you, Jill, for joining us. And it's been fantastic to have you here.
Thank you. It's been fabulous. Take care, everybody.
And we'll see you next week, and we'll be talking about something completely different. Have a really good week. Get in touch with that divine feminine. Go out and enjoy yourself. And, you know, maybe buy yourself a goddess outfit.
Yay!